Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
From a land far, far away where success is a long shot and the struggle really is real, comes a voice from the depths of the concrete, the bowels of the BX, a voice that can't be silenced, here to share his positivity. Welcome to the Hope of the Hood Podcast.
Welcome back to the Hope of the Hood. It's your boy, Petey Diabru, a.k.a. The Hope. We here at Acast Studios recording live in New York City. We in the new studio. The shit is fucking crazy, man. When I tell you, I got off the elevator, I smelt the hardwood. I said, where we at? The garden? I said, where we at, son? This shit is crazy. Boston Garden or Madison. Either garden. As long as it ain't, you know. Botanical, because that's in the Bronx. We made it. We in the city now. The refrigerator. So first of all, I'm going to give you a vision. I'm going to give you, close your eyes and just listen to the visual I'm about to give you, yo. So you walk into the studio, to the office, Acast headquarters, New York City. You walk, and mind you, I just came here from the Bronx. Okay? I was ironing my shirt. There was water coming out of my iron, and I was like, what the fuck? Am I going to get electrocuted right now? So I'm already in danger, in harm's way, you know. The chips are already stacked up against your boy. I get on the 6th train. Oh, matter of fact, let's rewind a little. Today is Valentine's. We're recording this on Valentine's Day. You'll be getting this on Monday, which will be February 19th. Also, I have a show tonight. You're listening February 19th. I got a show at Littlefield. Butter Boy comedy show at Littlefield. It's gonna be lit. So today's Valentine's Day. I start the day off. I'm waiting on the bus to get the train. I'm waiting on the bus. I see a shorty. She's got face tattoos, and I'm like, okay, you know, okay, I fucks with the face tattoos. Not for me personally, but I respect them. You know, because I go, you know what, that's like some pit bull mentality shit. Think about a face that's like, there's no in-betweens. When you got a face tattoo, your life doesn't include in-betweens. Like, it's either yay or nay. Like, it's either rich or poor. It's either dead or alive. That's what a face tattoo represents to me. Because to me, when I say a pit bull state of mind, you never seen a pit bull. Like, you know how they got the little Yorkies and they got the little Cocker Spaniels and they got the little fucking golden retrievers, and like they'll have like a little bad sciatica problem, and next thing you know, you see them on the wheels. They got two wheels in the back. You never seen a pit bull with two wheels in the back, yo. They either limping or dead or alive. And that's the mentality I'm fucking with. Pit bulls are my spirit animal. That them and pigeons, a lot of people don't know. Pit bulls and pigeons are my, those are my spirit animals. So I see this girl and shit. And then what fucked it up, what made it even more crazy. So I'm not trying to, so you don't want to look too hard at someone's face with face tattoos, because you know they can fucking fly off the handle. I told you, there's no in between. It's either, yo, I love you or I want to kill you. So I'm looking, and then I noticed she had a fucking heart tattoo on her face. And I was like, yo, did God send her down, like, just today from heaven to show people in the hood, like, yo, look past the curse of tattoos on my sideburns that run parallel to my sideburns. Focus on the heart on the top of my cheek so you know it's real love.
I think it was Mary J. Blige who once had a song called Real Love. I'm searching for a real... That's real love. Like, she looks like the type of girl that will definitely bring you drugs in prison if you were locked up, for sure. She's down for the cause. So anyway, that was how I started my fucking journey on the way here. Then I get on the bus, then I get on the train. And then I get out. I get off on Canal Street. I walk around the corner. I get to the building. I hit my man Jose up. I'm like, yo, how I get up there? He's like, yo, sixth floor. Just, you know, hit the directory. Holler. I ain't going to say whose name to holler at, but holler at the name. I come up. I'm like, oh, shit, this already feeling different. Like, is it? You telling me we got elevators? We ain't got to walk upstairs no more? We ain't got to walk upstairs? And then I'm like, I get in the elevator about sixth floor. I'm like, oh, the top floor. We got the top floor. Some people call that the penthouse suite. Some say. Some people just say it's the top floor. But I like to go with the PH. PHing. You know what I'm saying? We PH balance. You feel me? Penthouse balance. So I come up. Get off the elevator. I see T-Money. I see my man Jose. And I'm like, oh, first of all, the space is immaculate. White walls, white pillars, glass window doors. And then they take me on. I'm like, this shit is crazy. We go to the back. They got a fucking, what they call it, kegerator. You never heard of a kegerator? I said, what the fuck? Like, I heard her say it, but I just let it go over my head. Like, some things I don't even try to catch. Like, it was just kegerator, whatever. She must be bugging or something. I didn't know. She opens it up. She's like, yeah, you put the keg in there. Then I look, and it got the fucking, the spout, the little thing on top for the keg. I'm like, that's how we giving it up in 2018. Then they got the wine refrigerator. Just for the wine. Like, we don't even want to be refrigerated next to nothing else. Like, this is our VIP section. We got this. Then they got the fucking dishwasher. I mean, that's not too epic. But then they got the microwave that is also a oven. How the fuck? How you got a microwave that is also an oven? High tech shit, bro. That shit is probably almost, it's probably also an iPhone or some crazy shit. Like, you could use the microwave to make phone calls. And bake a fucking turkey if you feel like it. Then, hold on, then you thought it couldn't get any better. Oh, it gets better. They got the fucking refrigerator. The refrigerator looks like the wall on some incognito shit. Like, how the refrigerator's like, you don't even see me unless you see me. Then you open, it looks like you opening the wall up. And what do they have here at Acast Studios? Only the finest. Shout out to Revive Kombucha, Boogie Down Products, Deflux. They got the motherfucking Brooklyn Lager on deck, loaded up. I think they had like some fancy like iced tea in the back. A lot of Chobanis, all of the Chobanis. You want to flip? We got the flips. Whatever you want to flip, peanut butter pretzels. Coconuts, we got every flip there is, man. Chobani game on lock. Then, what else? Oh, then, last but not least, yo, they always want to put it, like, they always want to drop a new thing on me, man. They hit me with the Soylent. Soylent. Never even heard of it before. She said, yo, T-Money said, yo, that's a whole meal in the bottle right there. I said, what? Why is there people starving if we got meals and bottles now? Like, why can't we just give them a bottle and be like, don't ask me for money for chicken wings no more. Here's a whole fucking dinner. Drink this dinner, yo. Sip it if you want the fucking to eat all day. The shit is crazy, man. Soylent. How much? 20 grams of protein? That's like 100 eggs, man. Rocky didn't even have to drink all of them fucking eggs like an imbecile. He could have just had a Soylent in the morning. Went for the jog. So that's how we giving it up now, man. Just wanted to give you a rundown how I'm feeling right now. I'm feeling fucking awesome. Because, you know, we got,
we got a new studio. We're here at the ACAST. You said you're fucking awesome. So I was just like doing my Kaiser Soze shit. You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, yo, fucking, I'm feeling good, man. And we got a show tonight, Better Days. Valentine's Day is going to be fucking crazy. It's going to be crazy. Shout out to everybody that came out to the last one. Y'all heard me talk about it on the last podcast. But shout out to you guys again. Shout out to everybody supporting the podcast. Shout out to everybody coming out supporting the show. Shout out to everybody supporting me. Appreciate you. And we don't have any guests this week. It's just going to be all PD. It's probably not going to be too long. I have a few things, a few ideas I want to touch on, a few topics I want to touch on, and then we'll get out of here. You guys will enjoy the rest of your week. Shout out to my cousin, Ian, man. He hit me up the other day and was like, yo, he hit me up on Monday, matter of fact. And it's crazy because I never think people really listen like that. Like, I, you know what I mean? You look at the numbers and you see people listen, but you don't think, like, people listen. Even if I can see like a gazillion listens, and it's not a gazillion listens, listen more, guys. Even if you don't listen to it, just press play and put it on mute. It all matters. Okay, so I never think people really listen like that, you know what I mean? And then so my cousin hits me up and he's like, yo bro, usually when I get out of work I listen to it. So like, because I didn't put nothing out last Monday. So, like, the fact that he hit me up, and this is, like, he hit me up early, like, that means he checks it in, like, when in the top of the day. Like, let me see what's going on. And I was like, damn, that's fucking cool, man. So, you know, guys, keep listening. Thank you so much. It's love. And we just trying to get to it. This episode, like I said, it's just me. I'm gonna talk about some things that I had on my mind. The last episode, I started it off, I told you guys, nobody gives a fuck about you. And I meant that, like I said, in the best possible way, most positive way. It's just that thing of, like, when you can come to terms with people caring about you to help you. Or people, not even to help you, but people caring about what you're going through. Like, you think the world should slow down to deal with your issues? No, nobody fucking gives a shit about you. So if you know that, you're more ready. You're ready to fucking rock and roll. You know, you're like, oh, it's just me. All right, cool. That's how it's like for me in comedy, at least. It was like, it came to a point. I knew, all right, I'm going to have to figure this out because it ain't going to be easy. And I know I'm going to have to work hard. Even I dropped out of high school. So even when I dropped out of high school, I would tell myself, like, I didn't know how I was going to be successful, but I was like, I'm going to be successful. I don't know how. But I knew in order for me to be successful, I would have to outwork the guys that went to Harvard as a high school dropout. I just knew it was going to be an uphill battle. So I think if you could look at things and know that you're going to have to fucking work hard as fuck and just, like, know it's going to be an uphill battle... You're ready to win, you know? Because some people, I feel like they start the mission as soon as it starts getting... Like, why didn't nobody tell me it was going to be hard? How come nobody wants to rub my back? How come nobody cares that I'm not fucking moving forward? Because it's going to be fucking hard. You got to fight. You know what I mean? The fucking... What they call it? The spoils go to the, I don't fucking know the saying, but I know the spoils go to, I'm going to make up a saying. The spoils go to the dude that works hard, man. So just outwork, you know, other person, not even dude, woman, male, kid, senior. Just work hard, man. Outwork. My thing is, so if my mindset was I have to work harder than the guy that went to Harvard, what do you think my mindset is when I go into comedy? I'm not the best comedian out, but in my mind and in my heart, I'm trying to knock motherfuckers out. I'm not there yet, but that's where I'm heading. That's what I'm, you know, that's where in my mind, that's my mission. It's like, dude, to be the best. I don't have anything. Like, literally, like, I don't have any, I barely have any money. I don't have anything. All I have is what I can do in my, the fight that I have in me. So if I know that all I have is what I can do, and what I can present, which is usually just me, just my words and my thoughts and my ideas and this type of shit or whatever, I gotta fucking go hard. Because it's a level fucking playing field. Nobody's like, somebody may have more seniority in something than you, but it's still a level fucking playing field. It's still like, it's still every man for himself. Like, you can get what you want if you fucking work hard enough for it, if you work smart enough for it. You know, there was a big festival in New York recently. Well, it's not in New York. There were auditions in New York for a big festival in Montreal called Just for Laughs recently. And I happened to go to a couple of, well, I went to a club that was holding one, and I was just going there to hang out with a friend, to meet someone and chill. And then, so there were like a bunch of comics there, because it was an audition, so there was like a shit ton of comics and like older comics, younger comics. And everybody kept asking me like, hey, what's up? Are you auditioning for the festival? And I was like, nah. And everybody was like, why not? Like, everybody was just like, not everybody, but for the most part, people were like, what? You're not auditioning? What? And it kind of made me feel like, it made me feel good, but then it made me feel bad, but then it made me feel good. Because, like, it made me feel good that, like, oh, people think that I should be there. And it made me feel bad, like, why am I not there?
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
But then it made me feel good to know I didn't give a fuck about it. Like, I care more about what I'm doing daily that I'm in control of. I don't care about something that someone else controls for me or can control for me. You know, some people go, yo, this thing could change your life. And guess what else could change? I could fucking change my life. You know what I'm saying? And then the other thing is like, yo, you build fucking equity, man. You build equity within yourself. You build the, like, people don't, like, I didn't get it at first. I would be like, oh, what? I need to do this, or I got to do this. But then you don't realize, dude, you build your own fucking equity, because the more you go, the better you get, the higher your fucking stocks go. You know, in the sense of having leverage, where you don't have to just do something to do something. Or not just do something to do something, but do something just because you think this is the only way to go about gaining what you want. So for me, like, so yeah, so that was the good part, to let me know that my success doesn't depend on it, on those type of things. So yeah, people were like coming up to me, yo, why are you this and why are you like, dude? And it feels good. You know, it feels good. Like, you should always feel like you have your eye on a goal, or you have your eye on something that other people don't see. And I know I spoke about that on the last episode. A lot of this shit I feel like I spoke about on the last episode, but it's just so relevant to me, and it's so, like, every day I see this shit, you know what I mean? Like, I just see it with friends, with just people that I interact with former relationships. It's weird. Also, the other thing I wanted to talk about was not taking shit personal. That's one of the things that I apply by. You heard me talk about that. Like, I think at the last show, I talked about it a little bit, where I'm like, the book, The Four Agreements, if you haven't read it, it's a great read. It's called The Four Agreements. I feel like the dude's name that wrote it is Don Miguel. No, Don. I gotta look it up. Don Ruiz. I don't know, something like that. The four agreements. Shout out to my man Jose. We in here. Airplane mode out, like we won the airplane, but we just on the top floor. closer to the airplane, but we're not actually on it. So the book is the four agreements, and one of the agreements that I love the most in the book is it says don't take anything personal, which I feel is very effective in maintaining your happiness and not letting other people affect it, you know. But the hard part is when I try to apply these things, when I try to apply this agreement, if someone else doesn't apply the same agreement, and you try to have a relationship with that person using this, applying, like, not taking something, it makes people upset. It upsets people. Because if you're dealing with someone that takes everything personal, when they project onto you, they want you to take shit personal. So if they're telling you, if they're angry, if they're like, man, this is how you're going to treat me, your perspective is, I'm in control of how people treat me, and I'm in control of how I treat people. So, like, when someone says, this is how you're going to treat me, no, this is how you're letting yourself be, this is how you're taking it. You think this is something against you, when it's not. You know what I mean? Like, it's, I was in a relationship. I've been in a bunch of relationships, and this is with relationships, this is with friends, where they'd be going through something, usually something negative or something that makes them unhappy, and they'll be upset with me because I don't react to the thing that makes them unhappy the same way that they do, because I won't let the thing that makes them unhappy make me unhappy. And then they'll be mad at me, and they'll go, well, how could you just sit there and see me? How could you, like, not feel this way? It's like, well, because I'm not you, one. And two, life fucking goes on. And back to the first thing, nobody gives a fuck about you. You know, people take shit personal. Just don't take shit personal. It has nothing to do with you. Somebody fucking bumps you, it wasn't probably even because of you. It's because they're fucking angry. It's because they have a hole in their fucking life or their heart or whatever it is, you know. And you're there taking it personal. Oh, it must have been because they see me somewhere shining. They see me shining. They see me buying all the Chobanis from the fucking bodega. Who you know don't leave no Chobanis for the rest of the community when he go to the bodega. Shaboy! Yeah, man, people, don't take shit personal, man. Just fucking live your life, man. Live your life. Nobody's out here nobody's out here against you, man. Nobody. Nobody's waking up thinking, how can I hold this person down? And the people, and you end up looking fucking corny, man. Cut that shit out. You fucking taking shit. Oh, why would you talk to me that way? Because that's how you fucking, that's the type of talk you attract. You attract the way people treat you. You attract what you get from, like, the shit you get from the world is what you attract. You know, if you give out bullshit, if you give to the world bullshit, what the fuck do you think you're going to get in return? Gold? You're going to get bullshit. And then you're going to fucking complain and go, oh, I don't know. How come this person's moving and doing things and eh? Because they're fucking working hard, and they're not crying. And it's not, a lot of times, too, I wrote a post this week about sometimes in comedy, someone will say, hey, book this person. Like, they'll make a post, and they'll tag a person and say, book this person, pool. So I'm like, dude, that shit is like, I'm tired. Like, rather than that, just make a post. Or, like, hit the person, not even, don't make a post, hit the person up on the side and say, yo, you mad funny, but you need to work harder on these things so you can move even further. Because you can get them a spot on the show, but then what the fuck does that do for their career? What does that do for any, you know? And especially, like, if you're the person doing that, you should fucking work harder so you can be in a position to help this fucking person. Like, really help them. You can fucking book them. You blow up and you take them on tour. Don't fucking tell a pool of fucking bar shows to book, or, like, anybody. Like, it's corny. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, shout out is one thing. Yo, shout out to my man. This dude's mad funny. But don't be like, yo, book blase blah. Peace. Like, fuck out of here, yo. Don't be giving me suggestions. It feels like you're telling me what to do now at this point. I don't like it. And I don't like it. And I really don't give a fuck because I don't take shit personal. But still, it's just some shit that annoys me. You know what I'm saying? I be catching myself, too. I be catching myself like, niggas, you taking this shit personal? Yeah, you taking it personal. All right, sure. See, that's the cool part, too. Like, I think when it's like beginning to apply it is one thing. But I think the goal with applying things that you or like ways that you want to live by, you just got to program it into your fucking mind. You got to program it into your program. And then eventually it'll all move on autopilot. You know what I mean? I'm still working. I'm still taking shit personal. I'm saying don't take it personal. I'm projecting right now. I'm really telling myself not to. But I see it working and it's pretty good. And it's a good way to weed out people that you know shouldn't be around you. Look at who's taking shit personal. Look at who you can't fucking talk to. You know, those are the things. I don't know why I just wrote heart down, but I guess you gotta have it. Gotta have the fucking heart. Gotta have the heart. That was like fucking. This is gonna be like a 20-minute episode. But whatever. I just had to come up here and fucking talk to the people, man, and let them know that I love them. That's the other thing, man. I want everybody to succeed. Just shut the fuck up, please. Shut the fuck up on the way on your journey. Oh, here's a joint I was thinking about the other day. Because you know your boy is part human, part BX philosopher. So when I say I want everyone to succeed, just shut the fuck up. It comes from this idea that I have of like racing, right? We're all in a race. It's like a fucking human, the human race, just a race. When you see someone in a race, do they run with their mouths open? No. You know why? Because if their mouths are open while they're running, it's almost like it's like breaking the, it's not aerodynamic anymore. Like, you're taking in wind into your fucking mouth. Like, it's not, you gotta, you know what I mean? It's like, so you gotta run the race with your mouth fucking closed if you wanna win. If you wanna be aerodynamic in this shit, close your fucking mouth and run. That's it. You know what I mean? I made that up, so it may mean nothing, or it may be a meme soon. Hopefully the latter. But yeah, yo, run the race with your mouth fucking closed. You'll be way more aerodynamic with the shit. And we got some. I'm excited for March and even the end of February. We got some great guests coming in next week and the following week. I'm very excited about the guests we have coming in. I don't want to spill the beans. What else is going on? This is February 19th. The next Better Days show is the following week, the 28th. Wednesday the 28th. Shout out to Mom Dukes for letting me sleep on her couch. You know that shit is mad uncomfortable, but it's what I need. It's a struggle. You know what I'm saying? The fucking back pains make me work harder. I'm hungry. I'm fucking hungry. I'm starving. Yo, shout out to everybody out there, man. About to wrap this shit the fuck up. Shout out to Acast. Shout out to Laughable. Shout out to Ned. He gave me a nice little look on the front page of the app this week. That felt good. It was like Bill Burr. I love you. Always know when the fix is. Like, you always know when the fix is in. Like, I used to date this girl that used to write for the Village Voice when they were still around. For the comedy section. So one year in the New York Comedy Festival, I had a show in the New York Comedy Festival. So they would do it. There was like a list of like the 7 shows to see. So it's like Louis C.K., fucking stand up for whatever, the veterans with Bruce Springsteen, Louis Black, Petey Diabru. Eric, I was like, how the fuck did you get on that list of seven people? So it's like the same deal with the app. It was like my face was on the fucking shit. But like, shout out to my man Ned. He runs the fucking app. He can basically put anybody. He can put your face up on the fucking front page. People are like, oh shit, they can do this thing. Like, nah, I just know the right people. It's cool. It's not that serious. But nah, you just, yo, dude, I think too, like, all right, before we get out of here, and I might put this in the beginning of the show, I don't know, but like I said, you attract the way you want. Like, you can attract the way people treat, you can attract the way people treat you. You know, and I'm mad conscious of that shit. So it's like, imagine if you don't got nothing, you got to think, how am I going to fucking get something? How am I going to work my way out of negative with nothing, with not many tools other than what I got? So it's like, you just have to, all right, how can, and the other thing, how can I be of help? I'm always here to help before I'm here to ask. I'm always here to help before I'm here to ask. Like, I'm never going to come with my hand out. I'm going to say, yo, how can I help you? Or like, yo, I want to get down. Is there anything I could do to help? Do you need any help? Because I know that's the, no, not a lot of people come like that. That's why even interning is almost a dying art form. Like, the art of interning, like, yo, just working for free. Because it's up to the intern where they, what they see that nobody else don't see. So if it's at a record company and you intern, you might see yourself the CEO of that fucking record company. But you know, like, all right, I just got to get my pinky toenail in the door. And I'm going to be the best male dude they ever seen. I'm going to be the best secretary, the best fucking person to get coffee. I'm going to be the best at anything that needs to be done. And I'm going to do it all fucking happily. I'm not going to do it with a fucking frown. Even if when I walk away, the person goes, man, I wonder how this person feels. Why is he so happy just going to get coffee? Because it's bigger to him. It's bigger than the coffee. It's the fact that he's in the motherfucking door. You know what I mean? And I think people get this entitled feeling of like they think they're good enough. Oh, I'm good. I don't got to fucking be nice. I don't got to be a nice person. That's why I always get flustered when I see people that are like not nice people. I go, man, they must have it made in the shade. They don't need no fucking help. Like, I need help, nigga. I treat the bus boy happy because I know the bus boy, he going to be the dude that be like, yo, motherfuckers is getting fired. You know what I'm saying? The bus boy, the secretary, the fucking cooks, the cleaners. I'm always on the, I'm with the people on the lowest rung and with the people on the highest rung. So it's like, I know both sides are like, what's going down? And you have to, you know, you can't just rely on your talent. A lot of times people try to just rely, oh, I'm funny and that's all I need. No, you need way more than that. Well, I don't know what you need because I'm just still here on the grind, but the grind is looking good, man. We're fucking on our way up. We're here on the sixth floor of Acast Studios. Shout out to Acast. Shout out to Laughable. Shout out to my man Dan. He's not here right now. He's working hard. Shout out to New York City Blunt Club. Shout out to Remember to Be Happy Studios. Shout out to ShopRite. Shout out to the lady that works in the ShopRite. She always give my mom's extra chicken. When she go late night, she'd be like, here's five more pieces, because she knows she got a big boy at home that got to eat chicken. Shout out to fucking St. Valentine, B. What you know about St. Valentine, son? St. Valentine was a real G. He died on the 14th, man. So we not mourning his death. We celebrating his life. Just gave you some real Baptist shit right there, yo. That's some. We not mourning his death. This is a celebration of the young brother Valentine's life. Can I get an amen? You know what I'm saying? Shout out to fucking St. Valentine's, man. So, all right, we're out. See you guys next week. Peace.